Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Earth's mighty maker, whose command raised from the sea the solid land, and drove each billowy heap away, and bade the earth stand firm for'er, that so with flowers of golden hue, the seeds of each it might renew, and fruit trees bearing fruit might yield, and pleasant pasture of the field. Our spirit's wrinkling wounds efface with dewy freshness of thy grace, that grief might cleanse each deed of ill, and o'er each lust might triumph still. Let every soul thy law obey, and keep from every evil way. Rejoice each promised good to win, and flee from every mortal sin. O Father, that we ask be done, through Jesus Christ, thine only Son, who with the Holy Ghost and thee doth live and reign eternally. Amen. God has crowned his Christ with victory. May the Lord answer in time of trial. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May he send you help from his shrine, and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings, and receive your sacrifice with favor. May he give you your heart's desire, and fulfill every one of your plans. May we ring out our joy at your victory, and rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your prayers. I am sure now that the Lord will give victory to his anointed, will reply from his holy heaven with the mighty victory of his hand. Some trust in chariots or horses, but we in the name of the Lord. They will collapse and fall, but we shall hold and stand firm. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Give answer on the day we call. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God has crowned his Christ with victory. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O God. O Lord, your strength gives joy to the King. how your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips. You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age. Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence. The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High, he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord. You have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things, by your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain, with your blood you purchased for God men from every tribe and tongue, of every people and nation. You made them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. A reading from the first epistle of Saint John. See what love the Father has bestowed on us in letting us be called the children of God. Yet that is what we are. Dearly beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light. We know that when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Through all eternity, O Lord, your promise stands unshaken.
Through all eternity, O Lord, your promise stands unshaken.
Your faithfulness will never fail.
Your promise stands unshaken.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Through all eternity, O Lord, your promise stands unshaken.
My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Let us praise Christ the Lord, who lives among us, the people he redeemed. And let us say, Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, King and Ruler of the nations, be with all your people and their governments. Inspire them to pursue the good of all according to your law.
Lord, hear our prayer.
You made captive our captivity. To our brothers who are enduring bodily or spiritual chains, grant the freedom of the sons of God.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May our young people be concerned with remaining blameless in your sight, and may they generously follow your call.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May our children imitate your example and grow in wisdom and grace.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Accept our dead brothers and sisters into your eternal kingdom, where we hope to reign with you.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. O God, who have been pleased to increase your adopted children in all the world, and who made the blood of the martyr Saint Andrew Kimtagon and his companions a most fruitful seed of Christians, grant that we may be defended by their help and profit always from their example. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeterna. Amen. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et Spes Nostra Salve. A te clamamus, exoles filii Evae, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum valle. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, y los tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesu, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria.